Controlling the Wild Horse Population. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. In Oregon and across the West, BLM has struggled with keeping wild horse populations within established limits as adoption numbers have sharply fallen and horse numbers have increased. But trained Mustangs are a different story, being in high demand but short supply. Public lands consultant Andy Reber.
We can control and maintain the population by taking that annual growth factor and putting them through this training program, which is going to add value to the horses. We're going to elevate the profile of the horses by creating a marketing and branding program, put some training on the horses, because that is what we can offer. We have very talented trainers in this community. We'll create a partnership with you that will create a turnkey long-term solution to horse overpopulation on this HMA. And it took a long time to get that proposal accepted, but in the end, the BLM agreed to that. So this is a first of its kind partnership where you have a local ranching community. And it's not just ranchers at this point. There are also other stakeholders who are involved in the nonprofit, where you have a local community working with the BLM to maintain a horse management area in perpetuity by having a locally based training and adoption program.
A great example of private citizens doing what the government cannot. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.